mood here in Rangoon is pretty positive today, given the events of the last couple of days. This is a land still ruled by fear, and I think many people weren't really expecting in their hearts that she would be released. But the generals have seen fit to release her for their own reasons, and that certainly injected a bit of hope into the country. There's still many, many obstacles ahead, and this being Burma, you know, people are not very optimistic about the chances for real meaningful change in the short term. But there's no doubt that having her released so soon after an election will give new hope and momentum to the democracy movement here in Burma.
Suu Kyi said she was willing to hold talks with the military junta there. Do you think these talks will take place soon?
There's no way of knowing how soon, but the fact that she's signalled an openness for dialogue and an interest to engage with the generals, I think, means that they will at some point have to deal with her. There's no way they can avoid her presence or her popularity, and I think they're smart enough to realise that there may be, you know, by being seen to engage with her, they can also get a sense of legitimacy for their own discredited election by being seen to be engaged with her. So it wouldn't surprise me if a dialogue does sort of begin in the short to medium term future.
The military junta says Suu Kyi is completely free to move, but is she really?
That hasn't been tested yet, so we still won't know for another perhaps a couple of weeks when she decides to begin touring the countryside. She made it a precondition of her release that there should be no restrictions on her movement or her ability to meet and talk with people around the country. So I think in the short term she will want to consolidate her position here and talk with other officials and within her own party and some of the other democratic parties. So I think the focus initially will be to build, you know, a strong base and network here in Rangoon, and then she will make a decision based on sort of security and other issues to get out into the countryside. But I think there's no doubt she will want to move around the country as soon as she can.
Are there fears for Suu Kyi's safety?
Yeah, I think there's definite concerns for her safety. Now that she's been released, the generals can say that, you know, she's no longer in their care or their custody. So there's some concern that they can sort of wash their hands of any sense of responsibility for her now. We should keep in mind that in 2003, after they released her last time, some government-backed thugs attacked her convoy when she was campaigning in the north of the country, and 100 of her followers were killed, and Suu Kyi narrowly escaped assassination herself, really only through the quick wits of her driver, who managed to get her to safety. So they've tried it in the past, and so there's definitely concern that now that she's free and supposedly free to tour the countryside, that something similar could happen to her again. There's no doubt the generals are aware of her ongoing popularity, and she will continue to be a thorn in their side, and we just don't know whether the generals have released her because they have another plan in mind.